Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Mazara. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolf. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Henrik. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Selkirk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bump Hadley. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almada moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Almada scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti strikes out. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf hits a fly ball into left field. Hoog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik takes first base on ball four. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon catches it and throws to first to double up Berardino. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a fly ball into left field. Hoog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Yankees, 1. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a fly ball into center field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0-for-1 in the game. Rolfe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoag. Rolfe reaches second base with a double. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henrik hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazara hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gordon. Mazara moves to second. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Mazara moves to third. Clift moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. Mazara scores. Clift moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 1 in the game. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Selkirk takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Selkirk. The throw from Glenn and he is safe. Selkirk steals second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer is called out on strikes. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn is hit by the pitch. Hoag moves to second. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazara hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. Dahlgren is called out on strikes. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti hits a line drive into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rolf hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henrik takes first base on ball 4. Rolf moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards second. Berardino throws to second for one, and Hefner throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Rolf scores. One out. It's Browns, 2, Yankees, 2. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 2 in the game. Keller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Selkirk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Yankees. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thompson pinch hits for Jack Kramer. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 2. The Yankees will come to bat. George Gill now pitching. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 2 in the game. Dahlgren is called out on strikes. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hadley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hadley moves to second. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. Hadley moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Henrich hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mazara hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Mark Christman pinch hits for Joe Glenn. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to third. Clift moves to second. Johnny Murphy now pitching. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Johnny Berardino. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Sullivan now catching. Mark Christman now playing second base. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 3 in the game. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 3 in the game. Keller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dickey moves to second. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Selkirk hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 3 in the game. Dahlgren hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Almada is chasing the ball. Dahlgren rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Yankees. Johnny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Markham pinch hits for George Gill. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hefner moves to second. Roy Hughes pinch runs for Johnny Markham. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keller who is chasing the ball. Almada reaches third base with a triple. Hefner scores. Hughes goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Yankees. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoag strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Almada scores. It's 7-5, Yankees. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mazara hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Atlee Donald now pitching. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Clift hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy pinch hits for Mark Christman. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.